I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. military announced Tuesday the withdrawal of its forces from Afghanistan is more than 90% completed. The Pentagon Central Command says it has officially handed over seven former U.S. bases to Afghan security forces and had evacuated the equivalent of nearly 1,000 cargo plane loads of equipment from the country ahead of the September deadline to complete the pullout. On Friday, U.S. forces handed over the sprawling Bagram Air Base north of Kabul, the main center of U.S. military operations in Afghanistan for most of the past two decades. Tuesday's announcement underscores most of the process of withdrawing U.S. military and civilian personnel ordered by President Joe Biden in April has been completed. While Biden had set a deadline of September, the 20th anniversary of the Afghan-based al-Qaeda attack on the United States that sparked the American invasion of the country, the Pentagon has moved quickly to reduce its presence to a minimum this month. The United States is expected to keep a reported 650 or more military personnel in the country to protect the U.S. embassy and diplomats. China's leader Xi Jinping attacked calls from some in the U.S. and its allies to limit their dependency on Chinese suppliers and block the sharing of technologies. In a speech on Tuesday to representatives of leftist political parties in more than 100 countries, Xi said China's ruling Communist Party has succeeded in raising the country from poverty and created a new model of development. He says such experiences should be shared and no country should, quote, obstruct the development of other countries and harm their people's lives through political manipulation. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations Rights Chief warned Tuesday the dire situation